Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Easter day, the celebration of the resurrection. Our readings for today, Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43, Psalm 118, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, we hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Lord, we celebrate today not only that you rose from the dead, but that you are our living Lord. We praise you for the empty tomb, and we celebrate your victory over life and death. We call you friend and brother. We name you Savior and King. But today, we declare that you are Lord. We come with hymns of worship and our prayers of praise. We come to give you honor and thanks and the glory you deserve. We pray that the power that raised Christ from the dead will transform our lives, our witness, and our worship for the glory of your name. Amen. Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels, exalt all creation around God's throne. Jesus Christ, our King, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendor, radiant in the brightness of your King. Christ has conquered, glory fills you, darkness vanishes forever. Rejoice, O Mother Church, exalt in glory. The risen Christ shines upon you. Let this place resound with joy, echoing the mighty sound of all of God's people.
Longing for
pray the collect for Easter Day, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Why Are You Weeping? Why are you weeping? The execution of Jesus took place the day before Passover. On the day of the preparation, when preparations for celebrating the Passover were made, including the slaughtering of the Paschal Lamb. Since the Passover was a special Sabbath, the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies of the crucified to remain on display, as was the custom. The body of Jesus was taken down, prepared for burial, and placed in a tomb on the day of preparation. That was Friday afternoon. It was Sunday, the first day of the week. The Sabbath was over, and the disciples were now free to visit the tomb where Jesus was laid. Early on Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene, one of the women who witnessed Jesus' death, made her way to the tomb. Mary was surprised to see that the large stone covering the entrance had been rolled away. She immediately goes back and informs Simon Peter and John, the beloved disciple. Immediately, Peter and John run to the tomb. John gets there first. He looks in and saw the linen wrapping lying there, but he did not go in. John chapter 20, verse 5. Simon Peter arrives and goes into the tomb. He saw the linen wrapping lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrapping, but rolled up in a place by itself. John goes in, and the gospel records that he saw and believed. We are not told what he believed. We are left to assume that as the beloved disciple, he believed the words of Jesus that he would rise from the dead. However, in the next verse, the gospel writer says, "For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead." John chapter 20, verse 9. Therefore, we must believe that Peter and John went back home only to report that the body of Jesus was missing. Mary, however, remained outside the tomb weeping. The gospel tells us that as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. Verse 12. They said to Mary, "Woman, why are you weeping? Mary replies, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Verse 13. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Why are you weeping? Why do we weep? We weep because of sorrow. We weep because of disappointment. We weep because of the pain of loss and separation. Weeping is an expression of grief, sorrow, or any overpowering emotion by shedding tears. Sorrow, we know, is a feeling of deep distress caused by loss, disappointment, or other misfortune suffered by ourselves or others. Weeping, therefore, suggests a degree of resignation or hopelessness. Woman, why are you weeping? Mary was weeping because to her, the empty tomb meant that they had taken away the dead body of her Lord, and she would not be able to complete the embalming process. Mary was weeping because she did not have time to process what she saw in the empty tomb. If someone was stealing the body of Jesus, they would take the body wrapped in the linen cloth because the embalming process would have started. They would not remove it and carefully fold it and place it where the body was. For Mary, the empty tomb meant, "They have taken away my Lord." For Mary, the empty tomb meant the absence of a dead body. For Mary, the empty tomb meant that she did not know where the body of Jesus lay. Both, for her, occasions for weeping. The paradox of the situation is that Mary should have been weeping if she found the dead body. Not finding it was really a cause for joy. Nobody meant he is risen as he said. Why are you weeping? Disappointed, misunderstood, and lack of knowledge can cause sorrow, and sorrow causes weeping. Mary was disappointed by the crucifixion. She did not understand fully the teaching of Jesus, which said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up after 3 days." The temple of which he spoke was his body. Mary was weeping because she did not yet know of the resurrection. Woman, why are you weeping? Neither the angels or Jesus asked the question to get information. They wanted Mary to think about the implications of the question. There was no reason to weep. He is not here. He is risen. The resurrection turns sorrow into joy and hope. We read that after her encounter with the risen Christ, Mary left that place with joy, taking the good news of the resurrection to the disciples. Why do we weep? We weep when we become sorrowful. When we are disappointed because we don't understand what God is doing. We are disappointed because God is not working as we think God needs to work. We weep because we are disappointed as it seems that God is not true to God's promises, not realizing that so often we are asking for the wrong things or trying to accomplish the wrong task. We weep because of our evil deeds. They cause us grief and sorrow. We weep because we forget that God is sovereign, ruler over all creation, and evil people cannot thwart God's eternal purpose. We weep because someone close to us dies. We grieve at the loss. However, we are reminded by St. Paul in his first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13, that we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We weep when we seek a dead Jesus. We have hope when the empty tomb means to us that he is risen. He has overcome death and the grave. He is indeed the Son of God, and today sits at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. We have hope because we have the assurance of our own resurrection. We have hope because the presence of the Holy Spirit enables us as members of the Church to continue Christ's ministry of reconciliation on earth. We have hope because even as Jesus died like a common criminal, he died sinless, out of love and self-sacrifice for our sins. We have hope because, as one theologian puts it, the death of Christ was the payment for our redemption. The resurrection was the receipt. God the Father acknowledging that the payment was perfectly made. There will be times when the trials and tribulations of life will cause us to weep. However, we have the assurance of the psalmist that weeping may spend the night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. We need always to bear in mind that the crucifixion took place on Friday, the resurrection on Sunday. The cross was on Friday. On Sunday, we have the empty tomb. Even as some circumstances will cause us to weep, remember, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And we need to dry those tears. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, who has redeemed us by the death and resurrection of your only Son, Jesus Christ, and given us your Holy Spirit, that we may be your witnesses in the world, banish the powers of darkness and sin from the minds of those who refuse to believe in your name, and open their hearts to the gospel, that they may believe in you and become temples of your Holy Spirit. Grant also that we who believe in you may be effective ministers of your word to those whose lives have not been touched by your saving grace. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, who reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ is risen. The world below lies desolate. Christ is risen. The spirits of evil are fallen. Christ is risen. The angels of God are rejoicing. Christ is risen. The tombs of the dead are empty. Christ is risen indeed from the dead, the first of the sleepers. Glory and power are his forever and ever. Amen. God Almighty, we praise your holy name in this joyful Eastertide. We thank you, Lord, because through your death and resurrection, we have won the victory and your redeeming grace and love. Loving Father God, fill us with new life so that we may love one another and do what you want us to do in sharing your love with those who do not know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. where there is despair, hope, where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you this day and always. Amen. Please follow the regulations and be safe.